From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Friday, April 12th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Indian markets ended Thursday on a robust note, with the benchmark indices Nifty and Sensex both ending the day in green, touching an all-time high of 22,775 points. Nifty closed just 22 points below it, up 0.49% from its previous close. Sensex too closed on a higher note, up 0.47% from its previous close. Equity trading at record levels, which has been going on for some months now, may soon hit its peak. Fresh data from the National Stock Exchange shows that retail investors, as well as high net worth investors, have turned bearish on index futures amidst rising geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. This group of investors became net sellers of more than 16,000 Nifty and Bank Nifty futures contracts after the NSE index hit a fresh high on Thursday. Mint's market correspondent Ram Sehgal reports on the significant shift in sentiment from this group of investors. This comes after 84 days of bullish stance from the group of investors referred to as client by the NSE. Historically, the positioning of clients in index futures has been a reliable indicator of market tops or bottoms. When these positions turn light or negative, it often signals a market peak, while a substantial increase in bets typically indicates a market bottom. Generative AI, buzzword of the decade, is still a concept people are trying hard to grasp. It is important that people understand what generative artificial intelligence is. But it's even more crucial for lawmakers of the world to have a good understanding of the concept, because laws around Gen AI will shape the technology's future. One such law that could prove to be crucial for AI's future has been tabled in the US Congress. The proposed Generative AI Copyright Disclosure Act 2024, introduced by US Congressman Adam Schiff, addresses growing concerns over the fair usage of copyrighted materials in the development of AI models. So, what does the bill propose to do? This bill mandates the tech firms like OpenAI, Microsoft, Google, and Meta, which have developed large AI models trained on vast amounts of data, disclose the use of any copyrighted data in their training datasets. So, what does this bill mean for innovation in AI? If passed, will it set a precedent? Will AI models be able to train themselves on copyrighted work? Mint Shovik Das tackles these questions in today's primer. It hasn't been smooth sailing lately for Tata Group's Vistara. The airline has been seeing some turbulence after it had to ground 30 to 50 flights a day, with pilots calling in sick as a protest against an imminent cut in their salaries. The carrier even blamed botched up rosters for the delays and cancellations. Now, the airline CEO, Vinod Kannan, has addressed the airline's recent operational challenges in a reassuring message to employees. Kannan emphasized that the difficult period marked by flight cancellations and scheduling disruptions is now in the past. The troubles, as Kannan explains, were a mix of things out of their control, like air traffic delays, some unexpected bird encounters, and maintenance that just had to be done. These hiccups threw a wrench into their finely tuned schedules, and with pilot rosters already maxed out, it was tough to keep everything running smoothly. Mint's aviation correspondent Anush Sharma reports on the latest developments surrounding Vistara's struggle to keep its flights on time and running smoothly. In the run-up to the Lok Sabha elections, India's political landscape is buzzing. Leaders of all political parties are out there campaigning, electioneering, and asking for people's support. The election, which is planned to be conducted over 7 phases, will kick off in exactly a week's time. Uttarakhand happens to be one of the key states going to polls in the first phase on April 19th. Amidst the ongoing Game of Thrones for 7 Lok Kalyan Marg, its incumbent, the ruling party's star campaigner for over a decade, and the nation's Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, sat down for an interview with Hindi Hindustan's editor-in-chief, Shashi Shekhar. The Prime Minister seemed confident about returning for a third term. He listed out his government's achievements during the course of the interview, with special focus on Uttarakhand, which is one of the states voting in the first phase. Modi talked about issues ranging from his government's approach towards corruption to its stance on renewable energy. Perhaps unsurprisingly, the Prime Minister refuted any claims of an anti-incumbency wave in the country. He said his party has robust on-ground support. Last week, Thierry Delaporte stepped down as the CEO of Bengaluru-based IT giant Wipro. To fill in his shoes, Srinivas Pallia was chosen. But Pallia isn't just any new CEO on the block. He's a seasoned Wipro veteran who's weathered the ups and downs of the company for 32 long years. However, as Pallia steps into the limelight, it won't be an easy road ahead for him. He faces a mammoth task of steering the company back to its former glory and reclaiming its spot among India's top 3 IT companies, a position it lost to HCL in 2022. Wipro's recent years have been anything but smooth, with the company grappling to keep pace with its peers. Mint Shelley Singh spoke to critics and analysts who echo the sentiment. According to many of them, apart from the pandemic boom, Wipro has mostly lagged behind its peers. Adding to the challenge is the instability at the leadership level. More than 20 senior executives left under the watch of outgoing CEO Delaporte. This leadership instability is further underscored by the sheer number of CEOs Wipro has had since the year 2000. Pallia marks the 8th. Shelley takes a deep dive into the challenges awaiting Wipro's new chief for today's long story. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back on Monday with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice weekend.
Top of the Morning by Mint.